Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
what has changed? Why does this look different is the question I'm asking you. And I will answer it for you before we go any further.
Cousins.
Mike, this offense all of a sudden looks like it has life. Bijan Robinson had a nice homecoming yesterday. It is a Falcon Monday, guys. 11 targets on top of the rushing yards. Pitts, 9 targets. Drake, 8 targets. All of a sudden, Mike, this offense looks like it's come alive. And I said yesterday, as the game was going on, why does Pitts look different all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's – well, first off, the quarterback's under center a lot more. And that creates the play action. And then you have to respect it because Bijan is doing great, and so is Tyler. Give the ball to Tyler, short yardage. Aside from those fourth down calls, which made no sense, and the execution was even worse. But no. Zach Robinson is really figuring this out. We got to bring Zach back. You know, these guys, we'll talk about the fans I heard today that are so soft.
Uh-oh.
You know, that are like, oh, no, we got to bring him back. Got to bring coach back. Really? I said to Carl before the show, I just tweeted it out. Some of y'all are like the guys who go back with a girlfriend who cheated on you. Oh, no, it's going to be different this time. She's not going to sleep with her personal trainer or the milkman or the fireman next door. No, it's going to be different. She's really, guys, she's dialed in. She's got to figure it out. You guys are so full of it, man. Soft-ass town sometimes. But anyway, we don't apologize for winning. Great win.
Yes.
But you still had to sweat it against one of the worst teams in the league.
Which makes no sense. 26-19. Cousins 21 at 35, 197 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did throw a pick. But regardless, he had a rushing touchdown. And Mike, where has the quarterback sneak been? Why are we all of a sudden running quarterback? Oh, I know why, because he's under center.
Yeah, he's a year and a half now, almost 2 years removed from an Achilles, where other quarterback has got 2 bum knees. Right? You know, so I mean, a bum knee, that was another one. So sorry, Penix fans, it is what it is. You just never felt like he could do that. You know, I mean, hell, they got to keep him in the shotgun. Okay, he's got to be in the pistol because they can't even have him backpedaling. So great to see the offense function, and Drake London gave everything he got. He had, really, you could tell, he was not good, and then he kind of got tweaked in the game.
He did.
And probably would have come out. You know, he didn't want to look like, you know, he's not soft. We know that. But how about Kyle Pitts making those – this is what we've talked about for 5 years. The challenging plays, the difficult catches in traffic, the hard physical catches where you know you're going to take a punishment. Made all those plays yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing when I said yesterday, a safe space for you to comment. What is the difference? Why does Pitts look like he's all of a sudden a different player? 404-726-0929. I'm being serious, and the reason why I tell you it's Cousins and why this thing has looked different, he's got 3 road wins, right? I mean, since being inserted into the starting lineup, You talk about the Bucks game, the Cards, and obviously you go beat the Saints. But this, to me, is the selling point, Mike, to make sure that you restructure and bring Kirk Cousins back next year. I know there are some people who say you move on, you find a gap guy, and you allow Michael Penix to come back and take this thing over.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a perfect world.
Yeah, that's how it all works out.
I don't know if we're living in a perfect world. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow this radio station at 929 The Game. We're talking about the Falcons, guys. We got a lot to chop up. Hawks lose, despite the fact they scored 150 points last night, we will talk about the college football playoff along the way. We have a lot to get to on this Monday, but it's just interesting. And to Mike's point, if you're wondering, 7 catches, 57 yards, a touchdown. His 5th touchdown this season, that's a career high for Kyle Pitts. 392 total yards in his last 4 games. We're not even talking about for the season. And for the season, you know, this is the thing. Mike mentioned it, I think, 2 weeks ago about, oh, if he breaks 1,000 yards. I just feel like he is putting pressure on the Falcons to reconsider whether or not, Mike, they want to give him that long-term extension and what kind of money we're talking about, because all of a sudden he's performing like the guy you hoped he would be.
I was having this conversation today at the gym with my friend Jerome.
What's up, Jerome?
Not like the Jerome, it's the Alabama fan.
Oh, okay.
That we see at Hooters. Jerome, that's our buddy, one of our friends who's former APD. And he was like, you know, here's the thing. If you give him a contract, does he get fat cat syndrome? Mm. Does he revert back to everything that we've debated about Kyle Pitts? Or, I mean, is this simply he's putting together the max effort? Because it is the contract year. And all of a sudden, he looks like everything we thought we were getting when we drafted him. And I brought up a point to Jerome. I said, you know, if we franchise tag, we might be in his bag over that.
He might be.
You know, so you just don't. There's no guarantee. Pitts is playing fantastically, but it doesn't make up for the 3.5 and 4 years of where it has not been the same effort for me.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second. Because many of you, and this gets back to some of the things we've heard on this radio station today, and we love that you listen every day to all of our wonderful shows, but some of y'all are crazy, okay? This gets us back to, do you forgive what has happened prior to this thing looking a lot better? And let's just say over the last 4 to 5 weeks, okay? Even though we got a loss in there, Seattle came in and beat the hell out of us. Over the last 4 to 5 weeks, some of you have just said, wow, look at what this could be. And all of a sudden, Mike, everybody's a salesman and they're selling us, and not Mike and I, but the rest of your friend group on what this could be and the idea of, well, you know, change is hard. I mean, who wants to change this entire thing? I've heard some people say this all of a sudden. 6 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, you guys are ready to turn the page. What has changed?
Now, it's funny. I heard some guys today. It's like, well, Arthur Smith got 3 years. Oh, really? I mean, come on, guys, rip the freaking Band-Aid off. Stop with that. You know, and by the way, you know, I don't know. Has Zach Robinson figured it out? And now you go, now the offense is really sublime. There's still some really jerky-ass play calls in this offense. And if and when Penix comes back, we've drafted a quarterback who can't seem to operate under center, right? Can only be in shotgun, okay, if we're being real here.
That doesn't help us.
You know, and so I just great that Zach is finally, the light is finally going on. But I just can't buy that. And this stuff that I see and I hear today on social media and what I heard on the radio, it doesn't make up for losing 7 of 10, 5-game losing streak, the most winnable of all the years we've been out of the playoffs, the NFC South.
Goodness.
Carolina comes in, first year, you know, with Canales, he makes some changes. This year, they're in the playoffs. Okay, Liam Cohen, first year, he's going to the playoffs. Ben Johnson, first year, he's going to the playoffs. And now you're telling me, oh, no, no. But by the third year, in his second stint as a head coach, Raheem Morris and this staff are really, really going to figure things out. You guys are delusional. That's why I said to Carl, selective amnesia. You're choosing meaningless wins over when the season was on the line.
In the balance, what did you do when it matters most? You know what gives me the most hope?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hope, Mike. Seriously. I think about next year. I think about the years beyond. I think about a 23-year-old Bijan Robinson. And I go, man, how lucky are we to watch what this young fella's doing. 76 yards rushing yesterday, 92 yards receiving. It was a homecoming. For those who don't know, he played high school football there in Arizona, obviously. Family, friends, parents there. It was great for him to have the kind of outing he did. But it was his fifth game this season with 150 more scrimmage yards. He gives me reason to believe, regardless of who's coaching or what's going to be happening here this offseason, Mike, that you know what? There's a reason to believe. James Pierce Jr. gives me a reason to believe. Jalen Walker gives me a reason to believe. I love Xavier Watts, right? Billy Bowman was balling before the injury. There are reasons to believe that, all right, we're going to take the next step here. We're going to turn the page. But I got to tell you guys something. It doesn't happen with just players. What Mike just mentioned is the other part of this equation. It's the coaching element. It's the other big part of this equation. Are you willing to tell me that Jacksonville hasn't had really good players up until this year? No, they did. This is the part. Urban Meyer went there, laid an egg. Okay? Doug Peterson went there. He's a Super Bowl champion winning quarterback or coach. Mm-hmm. Didn't get it done. Whatever Liam Cohen's doing, Mike, he's connecting with this quarterback, and it looks like Sunshine, for the first time in his career, is going to maybe do something in the playoffs. The other part of this is the coaching element, and that's the part right now I have the biggest question mark. It is not our young stars.
No, I mean, that's the thing. If you get things organized and you got guys that are dialed in that take care of the details, the good detail-oriented teams don't lose football games the way we do. Special teams, it came up again.
Blocked field goal.
Blocked field, extra point.
Yes.
You know, I mean, these matter. You know, luckily for us, we were able to handle our business late in the game.
Was it funny that it was Calais Campbell?
Calais, and by the way, Calais Campbell, he is just the big, lovable teddy bear that he was here, that he was in Miami.
He is.
I mean, everybody, and that team is walking wounded. That's why people want to dance around like we won the Stanley Cup or something. It's like, dude, you just beat it's a bad football team that was dropping like flies throughout the first half. But still, this team, to Carl's point, has got Brandon Dorlus. We got all these young studs. We got some really good guys. Now, the one question I will debate with some audience, maybe it's not a slam dunk to fire Terry Fontenot.
Okay.
Maybe Fontenot gets to come back, but you bring in a coach who's more organized and a coach who hires better assistants, who he should have in the first place. So that's where I'm at, because there are some really good things on this roster that I think a better coaching staff can maximize.
What do you guys think? We want to hear from you. It's a Falcon Monday, 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. Big O's by himself today. He's doing all the things. His day-day is off. He's making his way back, and he'll be here tomorrow. But Big O, let's take a couple of calls, man, as we get things started. Want to hear from you guys and where you're at. Mike said it. Win? Great. Was this expected? Well, we were favored, and we told you last week we're a better team, despite what we've all seen, than the Cardinals. That played out to be true. But as you look at some of these performances and this idea that, oh, well, now Kyle Pitts he's forcing the Falcons to pay him. I'm not paying him. I'm not paying him. And I'm going to tell you guys why. Because I've seen him the last 4 years, Mike. And 4 years, that doesn't change one good season. And this is where good teams, smart front offices get caught up. You pay guys for one good year, Mike, and then guess what? They go back to who they were. And for whatever reason, if you're going to tell me it's clicked for Kyle Pitts, right, I'm going to tell you, I don't agree with you. I just don't feel like it has. I feel like some of this is a function of them actually trying to get him involved. And, Mike, he's answering the bell because he knows the pressure's on. But Mike's been saying it. It's a contract year, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Right, and that's the franchise tag. I know this is where, you know, some guys look at Kyle Pitts and they feel he can do no wrong. And I'm not saying it's all his fault. There were some circumstances. He had two absolute clowns throwing him the football. But he also had a knee injury, which took 2 years to get right. You know, and contributed to a lot of, like, I got to be honest, empty stats. The first year with Matt, the last year now with Cousins. Yeah, the critics will say, hey, he's got a reliable delivery system. Why couldn't our offensive coordinator find a way to make him more productive earlier in the year when we didn't have Darnell Mooney? You know, this is the question we ask Kirk Cousins. You know, why can't he and Drake coexist? Now, Drake's still not 100%, but this is the big picture. Do you look at this team and say, look, I'm going to have to give – I got Bergeron, I got Bijan, I got Drake, you know, and do I just simply franchise tag Pitts and we'll take it from there? But now, some guys outside Atlanta who don't follow it like we do will say, second best tight end in the league.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we're up to 5 touchdowns, you know, 80 receptions. You know, we still got a chance to be a 1,000-yard receiver. So, and by the way, great job to the defense. McBride gets big games against everybody.
He does.
Falcons shut down Trey McBride to the point where he was just dog-cussing himself on the sideline yesterday. Great job.
It was. All right, man, want to hear from you guys. By the way, if you're wondering, Kyle Pitts needs 146 yards to 1,000. What does that equate to? 73 yards this upcoming Monday night, 73 yards the last game of the season. Not only is that doable, the way he's playing, he may go over 1,000 yards, but it's within reach. It's a Falcon Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.